This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Flora Reyna. Date of birth, September the 20th, 1964. Case ID number is 5586142. Date of the exam, June the 1st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. From Dr. Andrea Santana, dated 8/26/22. Identifying information. This is a 58-year-old married female with 7 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of occipital neuralgia / headaches, comma, hypertension, comma, and osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, and rheumatoid arthritis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2021, where she worked as a cook for 8 years. She also worked at cleaning houses for another 15 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a trailer, and her husband is not working, and she is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, occipital neuralgia / headaches. Number two, hypertension. Number three, osteoporosis / osteoarthritis / rheumatoid arthritis. History of allegations. Number one, occipital neuralgia / headaches. The claimant states that since 2018, she has had occipital headaches, neuralgias, secondary probably from hypertension. She states the character of the pain is a pulsating dull pain located in the occipital and frontal areas of her head. She states headaches usually last for approximately 2 hours, and she can have them every day. The associated symptoms include nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, photophobia, comma, paresthesias, comma, scalp tenderness, comma, vertigo, and poor vision. She was diagnosed with occipital neuralgia, and she presently takes Tylenol 1,000 milligrams 3 times per day for her headaches, which usually responds within 2 hours. Her blood pressure at this visit was 153/106. A second reading was 200/92. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2018, she was having shortness of breath and occipital and frontal headaches along with blurred vision. She denies any myocardial infarctions, cerebrovascular accidents, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 200/92 mmHg. And then a second reading was performed, which was 153/106 mmHg. The claimant says she did not take her medications today. She is presently taking lisinopril 20 milligrams POQD, and she denies having any kind of chest pain with this high blood pressure. Allegation number three, osteoporosis / osteoarthritis / rheumatoid arthritis. The claimant states that in 2020, she was being evaluated for her arthritis, and she was told that she had rheumatoid arthritis / osteoarthritis / osteoporosis. X-rays and blood work have been performed, and she has had a positive ANA. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels in the evening. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, or sweep a room. Her physician at this time is Dr. Diana Lozano, and she has no assistive devices that she uses. She is presently taking meloxicam, 15 milligrams, POQD, alendronate, 70 milligrams, 2 weeks, and pregabalin, 50 milligrams, BID, which she states does give some relief. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her condition appears to be fairly stable at this time. Family history: her mother died at the age of 87. They state from depression. She also had hyperlipidemia. Her father is also dead, but she never really knew him. Medications: meloxicam, 15 milligrams, POQD. Alendronate, 70 milligrams, 2 week. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, QD. Pregabalin, 50 milligrams, BID. Lisinopril, 20 milligrams, QD. Cetirizine, 10 milligrams, QD. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, questionable diabetes, comma, osteoporosis, comma, rheumatoid arthritis, comma, and osteoarthritis, questionable positive rheumatoid arthritis factor, major surgeries, none. Social history: the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol: the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit, weight 109.5 pounds, height 4 feet 8 and 3/4 inches, BP 200 over 92 mmHg, second reading 153 over 106 mmHg, heart rate 78 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, BMI 23.5. General: this is a 58-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to after the fourth sentence? The claimant had multiple missing teeth and poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision: OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. No, the claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms but did have some tenderness of the right shoulder. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted except for mild osteoarthritic deformity of the fingers, which was very mild. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the right shoulder, where the claimant has mild difficulty with abduction and forward elevation, more likely a knot coming from osteoarthritis of the shoulder. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, in the supine position, it was 20 degrees bilaterally, secondary to weakness. Sensory exam was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion, but decreased strength of both knees. And the claimant was able to flex only at 100 degrees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally, secondary to weakness. Assistive devices, she requires no assistive devices. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 3 over 5 bilaterally. However, she was able to oppose fingers, grip, make a full closed grip, and oppose fingers, as well as pinch. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 3 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. The claimant just appears to be somewhat weak. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. She hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, which may be secondary to osteoarthritis and possible some osteoporosis. The claimant denies any fractures at this time. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is decreased grip strength bilaterally at plus 3 over 5 bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to general weakness and possible rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis of her joints, which appears to be mild at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number one, a simple neuralgia / headaches - being treated with Tylenol may be secondary to her hypertension. Number two, hypertension - confirmed with physical examination. The claimant does not appear to be compliant in taking her medications for high blood pressure. She did not take it this morning, and her blood pressure is very high. She was told of her high reading and the necessity to take her medication. Number three, osteoporosis / osteoarthritis / questionable rheumatoid arthritis. Not confirmed with physical examination. the claimant does have also a positive ANA. She may be starting with a mild case of rheumatoid arthritis. Physical examination was normal except for generalized weakness. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Flora Reina.